Hello and welcome to the Retail Week, our review of the biggest headlines from across the sector from the past 7 days. Well, this week has been a big week for Big Ticket, with updates from SCS, Topps Tiles and DFS all making the news. But with contrasting fortunes for those three retailers, what is the true picture of the Big Ticket market right now? Here to discuss with me are our executive editor George McDonald and reporter Grace Bowden. Thank you both for joining us. George, what's your assessment then based on what we've heard over the past week?
Well, people have been asking, has Big Ticket turned the corner maybe with encouraging updates from SCS and Topps? I don't think it has. I'm inclined to agree with Ian Filby when I was talking to him after the results. He expects it still to be quite subdued for the next little while. And also, Topps and SCS, although they were pleased, obviously, with how they'd done, they weren't sort of calling some big reversal of fortunes for that entire market. I think it will still be hard fought. People will need to work hard to get consumers to open their purses and wallets. Mm.
Do you agree, Grace?
Yes and no. I think on one hand, obviously SCS described it as another strong year for them. Obviously they're on the more of the value end, which is speaking to customers who are more nervous about the market. But considering they've had another strong year with like-for-likes up, what with the whole House of Fraser debacle, that's mm-hmm. pretty impressive. Topps have said they're forecasting they're going to outperform the overall tile market. I don't know how big that market is, but good for them. DFS, I don't think I disagree with Ian Filby's assessment, and he certainly knows more about the furniture sector than me, but on the other hand, it does seem convenient that somebody who's just announced a profit drop of 50% would say the market continues to be difficult. The thing to remember is that last year, with their results, he said, "We're anticipating being able to drive profit growth for the company in this financial year whilst keeping the foot firmly on the investment accelerator." So it sounds like in this current financial year, he fulfilled the investment accelerator part of that deal with the Sofology investment, which seems to have been a canny one, but driving profit, they didn't, did they? So I'm perhaps a little bit more cynical, but I don't disagree.
Why is that then? Is it purely because SCS is in the value end and people are reining in spending, or are they and Topps doing a bit more in terms of
I think
help?
There are a few one-off factors at DFS. They had problems with deliveries through Felixstowe. I'm not exactly sure what the root of that was, but that was one of the issues that they had to deal with and which is ongoing. And they also took a hit from the weather, SCS had exactly the same weather. However, they also said it was difficult. But that makes me think that the weather plus things like the problems at Felixstowe have meant that the DFS hasn't done as well as it said it would a year ago. It had been on track until fundamentally was held by the weather. Yeah, that old excuse.
I'm so bored of the weather excuse. Maybe I haven't got my financial periods quite right, but as you say, SES would have been dealing with those same market conditions. Topps the same as well. Again, that just feels convenient to me.
And as you said, SCS had their own disruption because of what's happening at House of Fraser. So, everyone's dealing with their own problems. But is it fair to say SCS and Topps are dealing with them better than DFS?
I'd go back to something you mentioned a moment ago. Topps said it's doing well because it outperformed. So if it's outperforming, that implies that the market in general is not an easy ride. There was a few interesting things I thought in the various updates that I spotted that maybe make it slightly more complicated as well than we see on the surface. So SCS said that its sort of core furniture sales were same as last year. However, flooring was up more than 7%. Similarly, at Topps, they've got a new commercial business, which at the moment makes no money. However, that is growing. Mm-hmm. That's where it's supposed to be in terms of bringing in new sales. So it just did make me think, extra revenue streams are certainly helping on the top line, I think. But to be fair to SCS, they did do well. And to me, that really shows that you have to focus on what you can do when things are difficult. Mm. You know, they focused on their core strengths, those old fashioned sounding words, things like service value and choice, and they did it well.
Mm.
And being able to report like for like, I mean, broadly flat, but marginally up, they were up 0.2%, but still, considering the whole impact the House of Fraser will have had, that is very impressive. Mm. It makes you wonder where they would have been if something that was really beyond their control hadn't happened.
Yeah.
So it's definitely an interesting one. What I thought was interesting was the note from Peel Hunt, where they are still backing DFS as a buy. And they said it's much more likely to become positive than it is to remain negative. So... Yeah. Perhaps we're being more cynical than Peel Hunter.
Well, the new year, as DFS said, has got off to a good start, which, again, you know, the reading from that maybe is that, you know, whether you like the excuse of the weather or not, whether you think that's acceptable or not, it does seem to indicate that, you know, there is nothing fundamentally gone wrong at DFS. But I think there is, I do think it will be quite a difficult market potentially, because there's, you know, still quite a lot of uncertainty in terms of how the consumer is feeling and potentially whatever fallout from Brexit there could be.
Let's come on to that then. How do you see all of that maybe changing and getting better or worse? Because consumer confidence is still at a pretty low ebb. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of uncertainty around Brexit. Mm-hmm. People are squeezed in terms of the money they have to spend in their pocket. You know, we had figures on house prices last week, and although they've gone up sort of 2%, the warning is that demand to actually go and move and buy a house is still pretty low. So what impact is all of that going to have on the big ticket businesses that we're talking about?
Well, part of me wonders if maybe we're entering and maybe this is just me being a consumer and a participant in the economy rather than a journalist who writes about it, but I do sometimes wonder, to a certain extent, if we're entering a stage of new normal, like Brexit uncertainty and not knowing any clarity around what's going to happen there has been true for the last, how long has it been now, 18 months? It's going to be true, I mean, for what feels like forever. So I feel like maybe the market is settling a little bit in that sense. And if you look at the fact that SCS and DFS both said that the beginning of their new financial years have been strong growth, and obviously that's early warning, all the early positive signs, but it's still not nothing. And I think there's maybe something in, you know, the old adage of people doing up, if you can't move out, you do up the home and things like that, which plays into the flooring point that George made earlier. So I'm sure it'll be a factor, and I don't think anyone's looking at the consumer market right now and going, this is a dream, I can't wait to sell in this. But I do think that maybe customers are just adjusting to how consistently not great it is.
Mm.
But maybe that's just me.
No, I think, right, you know, on Brexit, whatever ends up happening is going to happen within a few months. So, you know, in that sense, there should be much greater clarity, you know, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. But yeah, we've lived with this now ever since the vote. In the long term, you know, I think one of the interesting things is obviously the home ownership rates among younger people, you know, many of whom can't afford to get on the housing ladder. And so, you know, the big question for some of these businesses is going to be, what does that mean for demand from the next generation of customers? You know, people like B&Q and I think IKEA, you know, they've talked about how they have looked at their range and what they should be doing given that shift that has happened. So yeah, they look past Brexit and there's still big challenges in this particular market, I think.
Well, we had been due, I think, next week to get even more of an update on big ticket, because Carpet Right were due to give it a pre-close update, but that's been put back a couple of weeks, I think. So read into that what we will.
Shareholders loved that.
Yeah, but things we can look forward to next week are updates from Deborah H. Smith, N. Brown, Quiz, and we have the latest BRC KPMG sales figures, so do look out for all of those. Let us know what you think about the big ticket market as well. Has it turned the corner, or is it still in the doldrums? Leave us your comments below. You can follow us all on Twitter. Our handles are on screen now, and do join us again next week.